Well, the way I figure it, we can either fight or give. If we give, we go to jail.
I've been there already.
But if we fight, they can stay right where they are and starve us out. Or go for position, shoot us. Might even get a rock slide started and get us that way. What else can they do?
They could surrender to us, but I wouldn't count on that. They're going for position, all right. Better get ready.
Kid, the next time I say let's go someplace like Bolivia, let's go someplace like Bolivia.
Next time. Ready?
No, we'll jump.
Like hell we will.
No, it'll be okay. If the water's deep enough, we don't get squished to death. They'll never follow us.
How do you know?
Would you make a jump like that and you didn't have to?
I have to, and I'm not gonna.
Well, we got to, otherwise we're dead. They're just gonna have to go back down the same way they come. Come on.
Just one clear shot, that's all I want.
Come on. We got to.
Nope. Get away from me.
Why?
I want to fight them.
They'll kill us.
Maybe.
You want to die?
Do you?
All right. I'll jump first.
Nope.
Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim.
Can't be top dog forever.
Let me tell you, buddy, there's a faster gun coming over yonder when tomorrow comes. Let me tell you, buddy, and it won't be long till you find yourself singing your last cowboy song.
Yippee-ki-yay, when the roundup ends.
Hi and welcome to the Odd Name Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is a very caffeinated Dave. And this is Douglas, not caffeinated quite enough.
Is Damien allowed to drink coffee legally?
No, this is the right kind of caffeine. This is Coca-Cola.
That's so not
we
caffeine.
We just finished having our Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah,
we did.
Well, you have to go around the table and tell us what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful that there is no more.
Yes. Thankful we survived 300 episodes of this.
Well, if you're a good boy, you'll survive 301.
Let's not resort to threats. It's not necessary.
So this week in our...
So this is episode 301?
This is 301.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
What movie are we reviewing?
We're reviewing... we're talking
so
about...
I guess we've got some bank that can just throw in whenever we're like, you know, fuck it,
We could go on a vacation for like the next 2 months and I'd be fine.
Yep.
This week we're going to be talking about The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, the latest film from the Coen brothers, in which they decided to do a vignette of six short stories, all in the West.
People are so easily distracted. So I'm the distractor with a little story.
People can't get enough of them.
Because, well, they connect the stories to themselves, I suppose. And we all love hearing about ourselves. So long as the people in the stories are us.
For, you know, that monolith known as Steve Netflix.
God damn Steve.
So, like, this is really difficult to kind of summarize because they're all different six stories. So, I think it's best if we just kind of pop into it. And I'm going to start out by saying, oh my God, I like a lot of movies like this. I like a lot more than I dislike. There's definitely parts of this movie that I did not join to the hips with that more than other parts.
There's one I actively dislike.
I'm hoping it's not my favorite.
All right.
So can we do this then?
One by one?
What we need to do, right? Forget about one by one. Okay. We can review each thing when we decide. But we need to... This is our...
Favorites and least favorites?
Yes. No, not even... We need to rank them.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
So
let the war begin.
Okay. The number one...
Yeah.
No fighting is the opening... of the Battle of Buster Scruggs.
Absolutely not.
No shit.
Wait, oh what?
Absolutely not. There's no way. There's no way that's number one.
What's your number one?
Number one is the old man.
Oh, do you know who that old man is?
The guy.
Oh, yeah. Panhead or whatever.
No,
Panhead. Yeah, that's Tom Waits.
Oh, that's Tom Waits?
Yeah, that's Tom Waits.
That's number one. With a bullet.
I would have given that number three.
Boy.
Maybe I'd give it number two.
He's high up there for me.
I put Buster Scruggs number two. The reason you guys... I've seen this twice. I watched it once by myself and then once with my mother. Mm-hmm. The reason you guys love Buster Scruggs the most is because it opens so strong that you're just like, boy, if this is how we're starting, then I cannot wait for the rest of this. And nothing really lives up to that type of almshouse.
Mm-hmm.
But that goal, the Tom Waits one, is far and away... the strongest entry for me.
So, you're wrong.
All
right. Right? And let me tell you
why.
It's
2-1. Both right? You and Andrew.
Because first of all, so let's start from the crappiest one, which, of course, is the girl who got rattled.
No. Right?
Really? No.
Yes.
No. I'm going to nominate Meal Ticket for that.
No,
Meal Ticket is the worst
Meal
one.
Meal Ticket is number two or second to last.
Meal Ticket is the one I actively dislike.
Like,
the rest of them, I like
ticket.
To varying degrees. Meal Ticket sucks.
Why?
Meal Ticket would have been better. The thing that I realize is if they had an extra minute where after he throws him off the bridge, you realize that the chicken can't do math, and so he's also fucked, then I'd have given it a higher grade. But for them to just end it like that with just the chicken in the back, I'm just like, yeah. But I don't see, like, even for the coins, that one was a little bit too
the
grim.
Thing about it is,
and there's no fun in that one.
And so there's no fun in, no fun in both of these two that I'm talking about. And I think...
No, I disagree with
you.
No, there's fun.
The dog.
But hold on. The thing about it, the dog.
Yeah.
The dog, right?
Yeah, I disagree.
I love both
of those have
Turner.
Potential, right?
Yeah.
Both of those have things... Like, I could see both of them going in places where I'd like. But they didn't go there. So, fuck the two of them. So, we can argue whether... All right, I can see it wavering, but those are the bottom
meal
two.
Meal Ticket is just dull and unfun.
And then above that, of course, you have the Mortal Remains.
I'm not sure. Like, I'm in between the Mortal Remains being below Girl Who Rattled.
Absolutely not.
Like, I mean, I know Brendan Gleeson sings a song in that one. But, like... For a lot of that short, like it felt sort of like Meal Ticket to me, where it took too long for me to figure out where.
So
yeah,
you know
where
it
was really going.
I think that it's clear that I gravitated to the ones where I found something funny in them. So if you notice, and I'm showing Damien my list, the bottom two are just the names of the thing of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The top four, I actually spent time to think about what dumb name I would call it. So for instance, the Mortal Remains, what they should have called it was Not the Hateful Eight, and the thing.
Actually thought more about Stagecoach, but that's me going into old movie shit.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Like.
Yeah.
I like the Mortal Remains about the same as the Girl Who Rattled.
No.
Because both of them did the thing. Both of them played out how I wanted them to play out. Right? They felt like typical Coen Brothers fare. It is just Meal Ticket that I just went, even for you guys. Like, Meal Ticket feels like Lady Killers. You're just like, I know you guys say you did this, but it doesn't feel like it.
And then above Mortal Remains is All Gold Canyon, which is Tom Waits. Mm, or as I like to call it, Tom Waits in the pocket.
That's number one for me.
Right. And then
Buster Scruggs.
Then number two is Nero Algodonis.
Panshot.
Which I really love, right?
Panshot is like 1, 2, and 3. I won't be taught down from my personal number one.
Yeah.
But 2 and 3, interchangeable. Yeah. Panshot and Buster Scruggs.
And then #1, Buster Scruggs.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is Scott Pilgrim Goes West.
Buster Scruggs is real nice.
You don't know how much I was dreading this moment because Buster Scruggs is a musical producer.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And then Damon was like, there's one I definitely hate. I'm like, please start the musical. Please start the musical.
No, and I just want to let you guys know. So before we even start like talking about this thing seriously, Buster Scruggs is the argument. It is the test case. It is why I need, and Joel and Ethan, I know you're listening and you need to take note here. You guys need to remake Trinity.
Oh, yes.
Listen.
Oh, yes.
And that needs to be Buster Scruggs. Oh,
yes. Yes. Right? I agree 1 million. If I have any power over getting anything done in this world, anything you guys need, I will do. Because yeah, I need you guys to read the Trinity for me, please.
And so I think I went into this movie with a unique perspective, which was none at all, right? All I knew was that people thought it was going to be a TV show, right, and that the Coen brothers did it.
I didn't see a trailer. I didn't see anything.
Neither did I.
I just saw Coen brothers.
I didn't even know it was going to be a vignette movie. When it started, and the name of it is Buster Scruggs, mm-hmm, and it starts with Buster Scruggs. So imagine me coming into this movie, mm-hmm, seeing the arms house that is happening,
right,
and saying to myself, oh, is that what this is?
Right.
Okay, let's see where this goes. And then getting real upset when it ends two seconds later.
When it ends, I went, oh, this is what is happening.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
No, of course, you were.
Because I was just like, I don't know what is going to happen after this.
And then
I am on board.
So at the end, because at the end of this vignette ends with some finality, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was going to go into another story. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I said to myself, okay, how are they going to, what's happening next, right, you know?
Oh, is this going to be like a prequel or something?
Yeah.
Is the rest of it how we ended up here?
Exactly. I thought that too. And I really, like, I was a little bit sad that they didn't have that movie.
Right, more Buster Scruggs.
Just an hour and a half of that. Mm-hmm. That would have been just superb.
Maybe it would have been too much.
It might have been, but there's no way I would have enjoyed it.
I'd like to see the attempt.
Exactly. And that's why Trinity is necessary.
I watched this movie on Monday night.
Yeah.
I have done nothing but spend the last 3 days watching YouTube clips of this movie. Just over and over again. Including all of the songs from Buster Scruggs.
Yeah, Buster Scruggs is so strong.
The scene in the cantina when he just appears and just dusts himself off.
Yeah,
to then see
that is tremendous. When he dusts himself off and there's just a dust cloud of his outline and he just walks away from it. This movie is strong. This mm-hmm. is a strong, strong movie.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I made a mistake and I apparently didn't perforate this fool's vitals.
Yes.
I let the gullets deal with him.
Everything about Buster Scruggs is tremendous.
And when Clancy Brown shows up, oh.
Is that the other singer?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Clancy Brown is the guy who he kills by foot.
Oh,
Surly Joe. Surly Joe. That's Clancy Brown.
Surly Joe.
And then they burst into song about Surly Joe being an asshole. Oh,
when he pulls out the mirror and he's just like, we don't want to overcomplicate this. And he's shooting him backwards. So good.
And even the way, like, so, and that's the thing about the Coen brothers that is great. One, they have this just ridiculous, wonderful, childish sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And they, even when they're doing something as silly as this, they twin it with this just great visual style. So at the end of the vignette, somebody dies, and the way that they die, just the surprise and the amount of time that it takes, and he takes off his hat and looks at it and then realizes there's a hole, and then, you know, kind of getting all of those shots, it's great.
They're very good.
Yeah,
they are. Okay. I think I've decided on my official ranking.
Okay.
Right? Number one is Buster Scruggs.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Number two is Mr. Pocket.
That's okay. Wrong.
Mr. Pocket. Okay.
Number three is Panshot.
Panshot! Yep.
All right, well, okay.
Number four is The Girl Who Got Rattled, argue about because I think you guys are a little less warm on that.
No, I
then
like Mortal, it. Douglas is the one.
Then Mortal Remains,
like
and then the sixth one that hopefully Damien can fix for me.
Yeah.
By making it five.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I will delete meal ticket and move on with my life. I don't care if the nuisances.
I have to tell you, I was very upset that the orator was not the head of some sort of extortionist.
Mm-hmm. He's Ozymandias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah. I want to talk a little bit because I want to kind of get into the ones that we seem to be a little debatable on. Mm-hmm. Yes. Right? I want to talk about the girl who rattled.
Yes.
Right? Because I can hear Douglas
like
already upset. Which out of all of the shorts, this one is like a weird Western romance story.
Yeah.
Right? Where, like, the girl is off to go get married. She doesn't know what the shit is going on.
And I have to tell you, this is the one I should like the most because I fucking love Zoe Kazan, but hey.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. That is her.
Yes, it is. Yep.
I'm taking off points.
She's just going on through this caravan where, in my head, Damien, I don't know if you've ever actually played this game, but in my head, I call this skit Oregon Trail.
Yep.
Because people get poisoned, people's dogs get lost, or get
decisions
away.
Have to be made.
Decisions have to be made. And then there's dog holes being shouted at, right?
Yep.
And it felt to me like a really fun skit, but at the same time, unlike like the Buster Scruggs level of fun, like it was a fun skit that had its own like serious drama in the back end.
Right.
Especially with how it ends.
Yeah, and the thing is that I think that's why I didn't enjoy it as much, because for very long it's so serious. There are really only two points in this this skit that I appreciated in terms of just the dumb jokes.
Mm-hmm.
One was a little bit of a long joke where they're at the dinner table and they're talking about this fellow with the cough, and the guy's like, the owner of the bed and breakfast or whatever is like, I don't rent to people who have contagious coughs. That was a nervous cough.
Right.
And then cut to them walking on the trail and her brother has a cough.
Right.
Right. And then he fucking dies in a second.
Yep.
So that's one thing. And then the very end of this is a great punchline. But it takes so long to get to the punchline. And the thing is, if it's going to be serious, I might be like the seriousness of it. But if it is just serious because it's waiting to get to a punchline 15 minutes later, yeah, fuck you.
The thing I liked about that one was the fact that the old man that is leading the trail, the younger guy keeps going to him for advice and he says nothing. Like at any point. Right?
He's just like grumble.
Right.
It's the worst.
He basically says harumph. And then at the very end, when you see him in his element, he's just like all talk, all action. He's just like, all right, listen, we need to do this, and this. And you're like, oh, this is the time he like wakes up. And then you see, like, when he tells the girl to do the thing, you're just like, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the conclusion of the fight, a thing happens. And you forget that he had given her that instruction.
Yep.
Right? But then you go, yeah, of course. Like, when it happens, while it is typical Coen Brothers, it didn't feel... The others felt mean-spirited. All of the other skits felt mean-spirited.
What?
This is the one that you go. What, this is the only one that...
What was mean-spirited about the others?
It's a Coen Brothers movie. All of them. All of them. The Coen Brothers are jerks. And
I thought those were your favorite people.
Yes. No, they might still be, but that doesn't preclude them from being absolute jerks. So, like, that is the reason why. I like the fact that they weren't trying to make a big joke. Like, Buster Scruggs is a joke. Pan Shot is a joke. Right?
I guess this is your first time.
I guess this is right. Mr. Pocket is also a joke.
Yeah.
In the middle, you're just like, oh, I see where the coin's going to go. But then they kind of turn it around. They're just like, he's an old ass man, so let's not be dicks for this once. The ride on the trail, the carriage one. What's the name of that one?
Argonne Trail.
Argonne Trail.
The gal who got rattled.
No, not the gal who got.
That's the one. With
no.
You're talking about the mortal.
You're talking about not the Hateful Eight.
Yes, not Hateful Eight. Yeah. That one at the very end, you're just like, yeah, this is also mean spirit. Like,
oh, that one's called The Mortal Remains.
Right, The Mortal Remains.
By the way,
like, as that continues, you're just like, oh, you guys are monsters.
Yeah, so I want to watch that one again. That one. That one was okay, but I really did love... There was one thing I really liked about that one, which was the very end. Which, I guess, is typical of these stories because of the way that these guys are. They're always building up to something.
Right.
And, I mean, as much as you might hate, and I definitely did, some pieces of, like, the middle of some of these things, they're leading up to something and they have they have your and my sense of humor. So at the end of the day, you love the punchline.
Yes.
Right? And so I loved... And it wasn't so much a punchline in this one. But essentially, you're looking at all of these people who have each, in their own special way, pointed out to you that they're horrible.
Yes.
Right? And you essentially... You're in a situation where all of these horrible people... realize that there's one set of people in this room that's more horrible than everybody else. And those two horrible people, the bounty hunters, they go off about their business because they couldn't care less. And all of the other three are essentially like, do I really? I don't know if I want to be in the same place as these people. And they're almost afraid to go into the hotel. And I love that, you know, the looks on their face. And you see them trying to think, like, is there another option? I could stay in this wagon and sleep here.
Listen, the Frenchman doesn't stop.
I do like that about that skit in particular.
The only skit I don't like is Meal Ticket. The rest of them... I like
Meal Ticket again.
Meal Ticket is the nuisances.
Oh, yeah.
Right. The rest of them, I like quite a bit.
The thing about the Meal Ticket is I like the progression that it had, where you started off with, this is something that works. This is a scam that works. And then every town they go to, it works less and less. Mm-hmm. Which is cool.
No, but see what they're trying to do. It's just bad. And the fact that payoff.
Well, the payoff is you realize how horrible Liam Neeson is.
Yes.
Right?
But the payoff should have been, and he also gets his comeuppance. The chicken should have not known.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yes.
And then you could have gone, yeah, that's what you deserve, you piece of shit. But that's not what the coins do. They don't care about that.
They don't have enough time.
Yeah. And so like, you have a problem with mortal remains and and Oregon Trail. No, I mean, when compared to the other.
Oh, obviously. Because right. It's not as fucking dumb.
Yeah. But I like them quite fine. I especially enjoyed watching these while playing Red Dead. Because these just feel like this is what... If the people at Rockstar could have called the Coen brothers and say, come write us some side stories, I'd have been over the moon. Because some of the side stories in Red Dead come real close to what is in this movie. And so it was just fun watching out. Plus, I mean, you guys know me and cowboy movies. Like, I've been a fan of Westerns for all of my life. So it's always fun watching someone, subvert the norms. It is why you and I love Trinity.
Yes.
Because you watch it and you're just like, oh, someone else realized just how stupid cowboy movies was. And they're just like, let's make fun of this nonsense. Which is why Pan Shot and Buster Scruggs were so fun to watch. Because when you see the bank and it's in the middle of nowhere, and he walks in and there's no security, and he's just like, how is this possible? And he starts talking to the teller, and the teller's like, yeah, people have tried to rob me twice. And he's telling the story about, you know, what happened to the two guys that tried. And you're just like, this is impossible. Someone would have robbed this place. And then he starts the robbery, and you go, this is why no one robs this place. And he runs out screaming Pan Shot. And at his trial, when he's like, is there anything you want to say before we hang you? And he's just like, that fella there in the bank, he don't fight fair. Yeah. Or something. Thank, oh God. Oh my God, this is perfect. Because even the sheriff is just like, you sure that is what you want to say? And then the two guys fighting over the horse.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it just kept getting better and better.
It was weird to me when that skit ended. Mwah. We're like, it ends with that bit about him just being like, your first time being hung. And then it just kind of ends where, like, I felt like there was more to go on there, but these all have to end, I guess.
Yeah. It's a pretty girl. And then murder. I really had a good time watching this movie the two times. Like all Coen Brothers movies, I'll be watching this a lot.
So is it cheating that this is no... what, the good Netflix movie? Because we've been bitching and moaning that Netflix doesn't have good movies. They don't make their movies good.
I mean,
Cheating? Is this cheating? Do they get a pat on the back?
I mean, if I really wanted to stick to my guns, what I'd say is this is like the least good Coen Brothers movies that have come out in a while. Could say that.
This is better than the worst Coen Brothers movies.
Yeah, no shit.
Because they've got some bangers.
They did the Caesar one, didn't they?
They also did Lady Killers.
No, Lady Killers is not a movie. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen it.
And actually, I have to tell you, there is...
Hail Caesar they did, right?
Yeah, they did
that. All right.
I need to watch it again.
Fine. Netflix finally has a good movie.
I have to tell you, I was disappointed in this
movie. This is vignette, so it's not a full movie.
Exactly, right? But this movie is one where, like, I actually feel negative towards it because of how it was structured. Because it started off so strong.
Right.
And promised me...
The showstopper.
Promised me just shenanigans and didn't quite provide it. I mean, the
Pan Shot was mixed.
But then after that...
Pan Shot was strong.
But I know, I agree.
Right. And then it took you a while to get to Mr. Pocket.
Yeah. But...
Mm-hmm. There's no
at
more
the
scrolls.
End of the day,
yeah.
As much as I feel disappointed now,
mm-hmm.
I know in the bottom of my heart somewhere,
yeah,
this is a good fucking movie.
Yes. So, okay, there's one more thing I want.
Scrolls alone should have carried you through.
So, I don't know if you guys saw this, but on polygon.com,
no.
Karen Hahn wrote an article which I'm going to.
Is that? Please tell me they don't refer to her as Khan.
No,
Karen Hahn. That's yes. her name. Yes. And no one put the two together and called her Khan. That's not her screenwriting name.
Nope. Karen Hahn.
What is her Twitter handle? I need to send her a message right now.
Does her boss not just through his office door scream Khan?
Probably.
All day and night.
She wrote an article which basically the title of it is What Your Favorite The Ballad of Buster Scruggs chapter says mm-hmm. about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this would be a nice thing for us to talk about each other.
All right.
Damien, you picked Mr. Pocket, correct?
Yep, Mr. Pocket.
All right, so Karen Hahn says, and I quote...
Wait, Mr. Pocket is your favorite?
100%.
Really? Wow.
More than Scruggsy.
I guess that means you need to listen to Tom Waits' music.
Of all the Buster Scruggs personality types, you are probably the most trustworthy and or closely to be lawfully good.
Yep.
You're a little weird.
Definitely.
You're a horse girl or too obsessed with the TI-83 graphing calculator.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a disruptive weirdness. Or at least it doesn't really matter because your work ethic is so intense that it more than makes up for it. And there's Thank more, you. But I'm not reading the rest of that chapter.
Thank you very much.
Douglas and I were both Scruggs. I'm upset. Scruggsy. I wished we had different ones so I could read more of this.
Scruggs life.
It says, you end text messages with periods in order to indicate displeasure and strike fear into the hearts of those who would dare to cross you.
Also but the accurate.
But the words you choose are chill enough on their own that nobody can really get on your case about it or have enough receipts to prove your tone was warranted. At the least, people still like you enough to invite you to parties. And I'll leave the rest for you guys to read. I'm going to put a link to this article.
So you two are monsters, and I'm trustworthy and hardworking. So thank you.
But you're too obsessed with your graphing calculator. So there's that.
And calling Catherine Hahn Khan.
Since we all seem to collectively agree that meal ticket is the worst, I want to say what whoever thinks meal ticket is the best is supposedly like.
Uh-huh. The worst human person.
It says, you finished Moby Dick, but you don't brag about it. Though some of your friends refer to you as a cynic or a pessimist, you'd call yourself a realist. And you're right too. Life is hard, and there's plenty of evidence to back that claim. That doesn't mean you don't still see some beauty in life, but it's definitely something you find a little difficult to hold on to, especially if you've monetized your hobbies.
She's trying too hard. Khan, anyone that likes meal ticket is a utter and complete monster or the biggest nuisance fan that you can find. That's the only two explanations.
Moving along.
Speaking of things to stop, I have trailers to talk about. I know we don't do this anymore, but I'm starting to watch trailers again because, as I told Douglas, I drove past Carib. And I recognize one movie, and it is now November. So that's just bad. It's bad that I don't recognize the movies on the one theater that we have. I picked a bad week to do this, though. I saw the Lion King trailer, where they have James Earl Jones, but no... what's his name? Jeremy Irons.
Mm-hmm.
No,
so
Elton
I already am. I already don't care about that movie.
Yes.
Because Jeremy Irons isn't in it. They got half of the casting, right? Got Mufasa. No Jeremy Irons. No Whoopi Goldberg. So I'm also upset.
I don't like Whoopi Goldberg. She's not funny.
She was really good in The Lion King. So who cares?
The Lion King is just good.
Right, everyone was good in The Lion King. Exactly, so she gets so partial credit.
Isn't John Oliver the new Zazu?
So I see, but he didn't speak much. So then I saw the Dumbo trailer.
Oh, really? Yep. They're making Dumbo?
Mm-hmm, a live action Dumbo. It looks bad. My friend from In Bruges is in it.
Which one?
Yes.
Brendan Gleeson?
No.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell's in it. Yes.
It's... All right, I have to tell you. This is all good In Bruges. I used to fucking hate Colin Farrell.
We've been through this. Everyone used to hate Colin Farrell.
That movie alone.
Complete
180.
Yeah. You can't not like it. It's too good.
Oh, my God.
The Dumbo trailer looks awful. Real bad.
Has Danny DeVito being the circus master again?
Yeah.
Okay. Michael Keaton is in it.
Okay. I like Michael Keaton.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's names, but... I saw that they're re-releasing Deadpool for Christmas.
That they are.
That looks fun.
Yeah, of course.
I think Andrew sent that to me.
Yeah, he did. He sent that to us. But I'd seen... Well, I didn't see anything, but I'd known about it and seen pictures. Apparently, there is at least an extra scene with... what's his face? I can't remember his name at the moment. Savage.
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage.
Yes.
Where they remake or they
that was in
they the play on the Princess Bride thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it really going to be a PG-13 Deadpool? Is that what it is?
Yep. That's okay. What it is. They've cut it down to PG-13.
Yeah.
But there's only one trailer that I really want to talk about.
And what is that?
Detective Pikachu?
I saw a trailer, yes.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Detective Pikachu.
I forgot about that.
And Andrew Robinson.
Jigglypuff looks like he'll murder you.
Andrew Robinson. I heard the guys on... because I think you sent us the trailer and I quickly ignored you and your nonsense. But when the guys on Giant Bomb were talking about it, I'm just like, I need to see what in Christ's name is happening.
Oh my God.
Wow. I have to see this movie.
I'm telling you, Damon, this is a podcast movie in the making.
Dog.
There's no way I'm not watching this movie.
Dog. I refuse to not see this movie. I need to see this in action.
Damon, it's sad that you and we've said it, we've become the same person. It looks so bad that you just have to watch
years
it.
Years from now, when my children ask, where was I when Detective Pikachu came out? I would like to be able to tell them I was first in line at Carrefour.
And then because you were first in line to jail.
Jesus. Oh my. It has been a while since I've seen something so bad that I have gone, I have to. I know it means there's something wrong with me, but I don't care. I need to see this. I don't want anyone to tell me how bad this is. I need to stand as a witness.
So, Damien, my only question to you is, watching that trailer, who is more scary? Jigglypuff or Mr. Mime?
Mr. Mime by, like, a long shot.
So, has anybody seen that apparently the internet wanted Danny DeVito to be Pikachu?
I think it was that he might have been talking to do the role at first, and then sort of shit happened, and then Ryan Reynolds took over or whatever.
So
his name was always somewhat adjacent to this film.
Yeah, but apparently the internet decided that he should have been the one, and so they've been making memes with his face pasted on top of Detective Pikachu. And I think there might be sound clips of, like, you know, scenes from Sunny in Philadelphia where he's talking, where Pikachu should be talking. And apparently it's taken the internet by storm. I'm not sure they've watched any of these, but I feel like I should.
Like, Andrew, I'm looking at this again, and, like, while Jigglypuff looks like a straight-up murderer, right? It is not anywhere near as creepy as that Mr. Mime shit is the Psyduck. And Mr. Mime is two of the most terrifying things I think I've ever seen.
Damon, I don't want to admit to people that I know the names of all the Pokemon, at least from like the first couple games.
Andrew.
Right, I don't know like new Pokemon names of the last like three editions or whatever.
Andrew, here's the thing. We're in our 30s. The chance that someone 30 has not played a Pokemon game is 0%. They sold 9 trillion of those video games. Who do you think they sold them to?
To me only?
If you owned a Nintendo handheld device, which everyone got, I think at some point they started giving them out at the start of every school year, you have to have played a Pokemon game. You didn't get a choice. Pokemon Go came out, people were running wild in the streets. Those weren't children. Those were grown-ass people. So there's no shame in saying you know some of the Pokemon. Because of course you do. You'd have to live in like one of those bunkers in order to have escaped that.
I'd have to be like Captain America, just come out and be like, I don't get that reference.
Imagine if you heard someone go, I'm ashamed to say that I know what Harry Potter is. That sounds like a complete goddamn lunatic. Yeah, there's no shame. Are you ashamed that you know what Dragon Ball Z is? Because that took over the world.
Probably. All the time. Okay. I saw videos today because today, as we mentioned, is Thanksgiving. And yes. I saw videos because apparently Goku was in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Like there was a big balloon of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it had something to do with like Funimation advertising a new Dragon Ball movie.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like videos I've seen on the internet where people are where the broadcast is showing it, and then you have the broadcasters trying to say all of the Dragon Ball things.
Yes.
And people just having a time hearing them.
Yeah. Just dying.
Yep.
Just people in their house just, I can't believe I've lived long enough to see this shit. And just collapsing on the floor.
Yeah. Al Roker trying to figure out how to say Saiyan.
Oh.
Yep.
Mm-mm. That is delicious.
So in the commentary, what they should have done is when Garfield showed up, the cast of the cast of my favorite show should have come on and talked about it.
Fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the boat.
Yep.
So, okay, I have a question for you. We don't usually talk about box office anymore, Damien.
Yes.
Right? But I have a very important question for you. Next year is a massive year for movies.
Yes.
Star Wars. Disney has 12 movies coming out. I'm going to list them all for you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Disney collectively has 12 movies coming out. I'm going to list them all. I want you to give me a number that you think will come close to Disney's bank by the end of the year.
All right.
Number one, Mary Poppins Returns.
All right. So that's,
two.
That's 600 million. All right.
Captain Marvel.
That's 500 because she's a woman.
Dumbo.
But so is Mary Poppins.
Yeah, but Mary Poppins is a character people love. No one gives a shit about Miss Marvel.
Number three, Dumbo.
Children will watch that. Another 500.
Number four is Disney Penguins, whatever. I think that's another penguin documentary, so whatever.
The penguin is getting a movie.
All right.
Number five, Avengers 4.
That's how much zeros in a trillion?
Number six, Aladdin.
Oh yeah, I think I caught about 5 seconds and that I went, oh, this is going to be a train wreck.
Number seven, Toy Story 4.
Boy, that trailer.
They had the Liam Neeson's trailer.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I saw
Number eight.
To infinity and your mom. You can't go beyond infinity. Oh, you stupid.
Spider-Man 2.
Uh-huh.
Number nine, Lion King.
Okay.
Number 10, Artemis Fowl. I don't know what that is, but it's
Artemis
on the list.
What?
Fowl. As in like chicken fowl.
That sounds familiar.
Artemis Fowl. Is that Chicken Little Part 2?
I don't know. Number 11, Frozen Part 2.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Frozen has a 2.
And then there's guess a what Star hits Wars. In Christmas? Star Wars 9.
All right.
Artemis Fowl is a young adult fantasy sci-fi novel.
So, three of those movies will make $1 billion easy.
So, guys, Disney will own the world next year, is what you're saying.
1.5 billion times three is 4.5. And that's three out of the 12. And then the next nine will make them, let's say, 12 billion. I think Disney can crack 12 billion.
So are you saying that we should be buying Disney stock right now?
And they launch your streaming service.
Yes, they do.
So,
yeah.
Douglas, where can I get Disney stock to buy? Okay, Google, what's Disney stock trading at?
I was kind of hoping I'd hear the phone reply, but smallbusinesscron.com, Houston Chronicle. A stock trading
business relies on your ability to trade a variety of securities. It didn't. Trading for a living means you must consistently be profitable and draw an income from your profits at the same time.
I think Disney just told you to go fuck yourself.
No, Google just didn't hear me.
No, yeah, Google thought it said what business stock trading.
It's mine said what business doctorate in. That is. All right.
All right. 12 billion. So cool. That's Disney's number for next year to hit. That's $1 billion a month. They can do it.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they can do it. And when there's a dip, Avengers, Toy Story, or Star Wars will fill that gap.
There's no Star Wars next year?
There is at the end of the year.
But he didn't say that.
He did.
Yes, I did. I
didn't hear Star Wars is Christmas.
Is it a regular Star Wars?
Yes, it is the ending of the trilogy.
Episode
number 9.
Extra spicy.
I would love it if they call the 9th Star Wars episode 1. Just the fucking people.
So,
or even better, let's call it Star Wars. Like no episode. Star Wars.
Technically, that's what episode 4 was called.
Yeah,
just Star Wars.
Right, but that is why I just want them to call it Star Wars. And have nerds argue for the rest of their life. No, it's just treat it like the iPad. It's just Star Wars 2019.
Speaking of the iPad, when is it happening?
When they put a file system on it. Next year.
Next year when?
April-ish is when April. They have their event. When they talk about their OS.
April so far.
Yeah, I'm still not buying one. I don't care. Even though Amazon tried to trick me. Amazon is just like, yo, we sell Apple Direct now, son. It's like, you motherfuckers. I was like, all right, Douglas, here's how bad it got. I was like, I won't buy a Pro now. I'll just buy the standard iPad for like $300. And then next April, and then I'm like, Damien, don't do this. Do not do this. Mm-hmm. All of the things you're saying are bad.
So there's one of the films that we've all seen that we can talk about together.
Film?
What's that?
It is the more Harry Potter.
Have you watched it,
Damien? I do. I have watched it.
Oh, shit. I thought you guys had seen it since I saw the conversations.
I have a story to tell.
Douglas has a very nice story to tell.
So, Damien on Friday night says, Douglas, let's go watch more Harry Potter's on Saturday night.
Yes.
The next day.
Andrew was privy to this message.
Yes, he was. And I said, sure, Damien, let's go do that.
Like, no doubt.
And I remember right before I was leaving to go to the movies, I said, should I call Damien and make sure he remembers? No, he texted me just last yesterday. Night. He remembers.
In Damien remembers the day before.
So I went and I didn't see anybody wearing a jersey. But sometimes this happens.
Yes.
So I sat down and I watched. And I said, you know what? In halftime, he'll find me. Which
I've done before. Yeah. Yes.
In halftime, I looked around. I looked to my left.
Yes.
Looked to my right.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, there are still no jerseys. I also did not see any jackets, any suits and ties. Mm-hmm. So apparently Damien didn't go to this movie.
I completely forgot.
And I was tricked to watching this movie by myself. But I will say this. The best part of this movie had nothing to do with this movie. The best part
like
of this movie.
Most of Douglas's reviews.
Yeah, yes. Obviously. The best part of this movie had to do with when I went to the place, because I didn't bother. I have the account that you can buy it ahead of time, but I couldn't bother with it. So I went there and I went to the lady and I said, you know, I'd like one for Harry Potter. And I said, Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. And she burst out in laughter because I guess nobody calls it that.
Everybody's pretending it is what it is. One fire butter, please.
And that was my highlight for the day.
Did anyone want to see Pacified Rim?
But yeah, so do you want to talk about this movie?
Let's talk about this movie because it doesn't matter if we spoil it for Damon. He doesn't care.
No, I'm going to watch it either way, so you're right.
I know, I'm missing. You're right. Fantastic Beasts number 2, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
That's racist.
Douglas, you went on a Harry Potter binge in the last couple of months.
Harry Potter.
Actually, yeah, I did. I did, funny enough.
Right. Did this stack up to your usual Harry Potter desires, or did it fall to the Jude Law?
Well, I mean, I forgot about that law. Oh, yeah. So I will say this, that generally, the more Harry Potters are not as good as the actual Harry Potters, right? Mm-hmm. Except for the select few. There's some hot trash.
Yeah, there's some bad Harry Potters in the there Harry in the Potter. Middle.
Yeah, and in the end, to the very end.
Yeah,
those last two are pretty bad. Woo. I can find something good about, if not all, but parts of the rest of those movies. But yeah, those last two can go.
Felt so cynical.
Gosh. So that's out of the way. I really don't mind the first one, the first not Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. So much so, actually, when you texted and said, let's go, I decided, I'm going to watch this. And I actually went on Google Play and rented it. And I enjoy that movie. That movie is fun. It's okay. It's cool. And I actually like Eddie Redmayne. I like him being a weirdo. Yes. And he does a lot of that still in the second movie.
It's good to know that he's still weird.
Yes. And they don't, I think, rely as much on the animals anymore, which is good. But they're definitely set pieces where they're like, okay, we called it Beasts, so we have to have
this. We need them in there. Right? Yeah.
So there are definitely a few moments where it stands out and you're like, no, Douglas, they're Beasts. I know they are, but it's not, I don't think it's as blatant as the first one.
And here's
movie.
Where you find them.
But I kind of enjoyed this movie. But the thing is, I could feel it while I was watching it, that about 75 to 85% of me enjoying this movie is simply me saying it's related to Harry Potter and so I should like it. Right? So it's not, I like it more than it deserves. And there are definitely some bad things about this movie. This movie is not that great. Related to Harry Potter, something happened this week that I was very happy for, which is that Mamo's back, Andrew.
What?
Did you listen to that episode?
What are you talking about?
Did Mamo. You not know?
Mamo?
Yeah.
I did not know that they're
back. Yes, they dropped an episode where they fucking ripped this movie to shreds.
They weren't having it.
They were not having it. This and the last one too. They're just like, fuck not Harry Potter's. And Ed Redmayne is the worst. he can't act to save his life ever.
I mean, that part I'll disagree with, but everything else, I can see where you're coming from.
And about how bad J.K. Rowling is at writing and shit like that. Like, it was, oh, they went to town.
J.K. Rowling.
Yes.
Ha!
Oh, yeah.
Tremendous.
So that has actually increased my resolve.
Yes.
I've now doubled down on me liking this movie because of that. So, Andrew, what did you think about this movie?
I'm currently now on Tedrick.com going like, holy shit, there is a new Mamo.
Yes, there is. And I don't know why I kept the subscription, but it popped up yesterday and I was like, yes, please. And they ended the episode, as much as I'm sure it's a joke, but they ended the episode by saying that more is coming.
Yeah. I'll see you in 14 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, this movie. So I was not a big fan of the first chapter of More Harry Potter, if you're right. I'd call it that.
Uh-huh.
I legitimately thought it was a not good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like an art movie that they put into a blockbuster.
Right.
Where it was all about you getting to be with this
weirdo man.
who we can talk about like all of the good things that his character is as a human being, but it wasn't a blockbuster and it felt strange to me watching that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I just did not connect with it. I was very happy watching this movie to see that they put in a fun adventure story and just threw him in the middle. So it kind of fit more as a blockbuster movie than as another 2 hours of him just being like, I like animals. Oh, look, this one I have to jump for. Because it made the scenes where he does that kind of more like fun, random moments that just happen.
I rather love than the one with the lion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when he first goes to investigate, and he uses the, I don't know what they call it, a Niffler or whatever the shit is. And he's trying to find out where his woman is and stuff.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And those are fun for me, but there's an adventure story happening around this movie that keeps you going, right? I still don't have very strong feelings about this franchise.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, though, I mean, I watched it and I'm like, holy shit, Ezra Miller is still in this. Almost to feel like this is a DC Universe film where eventually people realize they should jump out and forgot that Ezra Miller was in the first one.
So I finally saw the trailer maybe a week ago and he was in it and I had to think to myself, I was like, but didn't he die?
Mm-hmm. I actually thought that as well.
I thought he died.
He became one of those giant beasts and flew away.
It's strange because I remember when the Harry Potter movies were coming around, I cared so much about all of the things going on with Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
But with this movie, like, I sit there and I'm like, really don't care what the shit Johnny Depp's character is about other than he's supposedly the bad guy. I wonder, like, I sat there wondering for a while, is Ezra Miller going to turn into Voldemort and this is just a Voldemort origin story? I don't know.
And actually, funny you say that. I mean, that's essentially what happened, right?
I think that's what happened.
No, I'm telling you, that's pretty much what's happened. And there, you know what this movie is doing? This movie is doing the classic prequel thing, which it is clinging hard and trying to link itself to the other movies. And slowly but surely, they're essentially doing things like where they're like, okay, this is actually that guy. And remember when we said that in the last movie? Kind of thing. So they're actively linking this now to stuff that happened in the actual Harry Potter movies. But I have to say, Andrew, I'm disappointed in you. First of all, you didn't like the first movie.
Yep.
I love the first movie. It's dumb and it's fun. Well, love is a strong word, but you know what I mean. And this movie, it's okay, I guess, but it's I definitely don't like this anywhere near as much as I like the first movie. But I will like it more now that people are out there just for no reason shitting on it.
I like Jude Law in this movie.
Fuck Jude Law.
Douglas has a law.
And it is Jude.
Jude Law. I hope you know I said that a lot out loud to people who don't know who Jude Law is. And not in situations where there's like a movie or like the second I hear someone say the word law, my first thought isn't and order or something else. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, there's only one law. And it is the Jude Law. No one understands. This is perfectly fine.
Yeah. What else was I going to say about this movie? No, that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
Damien.
Hi.
I'm sad you didn't watch it.
I'm going to. This weekend was... there was a plan, and then the plan had to change.
Yep.
Oh, and I'm sure you've seen this, Damien, so you can enjoy this together.
Yes.
I went and I watched Jurassic World Dose.
Oh, why?
Because I woke up one morning and I decided I'm not getting out of my bed. What can I press play on? Play.
Okay.
So on a scale of bad to, oh my God, I need to tear out my eyes, how bad is this movie?
It's pretty bad.
I remember saying it. I remember telling you guys.
The one thing that I had a good laugh at with this movie was it's very obvious that the character that James Cromwell plays in this film was so obviously supposed to be Richard Attenborough's return to Jurassic Park.
Yep.
But he died.
Yep.
So they had to throw in another old person to be like, I worked with Richard Attenborough on science things.
Science!
Rafe Spall was hilariously bad.
Ooh, I love Rafe Spall.
Don't do it, Douglas. Douglas is Rafe not worth
Spall
it.
Is the best.
Douglas, trust
and
me.
And then they pepper in Jeff Goldblum voiceover for him to be like, I said things in Jurassic Park, so here I am saying life will find a way again.
Think how hard Andrew's trying right now. To make this sound like something other than a tremendous, almost impossible pile of garbage.
I think my favorite was when they gave dinosaurs blood transfusions.
Sorry, what?
Yup.
Douglas, have you seen any other Transformers movies?
Yes, I have.
They're all better than this movie. And so I defy anyone to tell me otherwise.
I saw that the latest Transformers movie was on Netflix. And I've been toying with watching that at some point.
The one with the kids?
The Bumblebee one?
No, not the Bumblebee one. That one I'm sure isn't close to being anywhere.
Wait, there's another Transformers movie?
There was one with children.
That wasn't Bumblebee. There was a Transformers number 5,
I guess.
Did
I make us watch that one?
No. By that time, we'd finished that game. We stopped playing that game.
Yeah.
Remember, Andrew picked Star Wars 1 year and in 3 days made more money than everybody else. Yeah. And then we stopped playing that game.
I remember.
Because as long as Star Wars movies are out, it's simply who gets to pick Star Wars and then we can stop playing the game. Right. Mm-hmm. So we didn't
imagine
do that
next. Imagine next year we can just see who has the most Disney movies and just it's over.
Yeah. I'm still scared that whoever has Star Wars will win. Like, based on what happened with children crying in Avengers, I don't know if parents are willing to take the risk again, but I know Star Wars and Star Wars fans. And apparently people who watch Star Wars were allowed to have children and so bred more Star Wars fans. And it's bad. It's very bad. Although I like 3 out of the last 4 movies. I think that's What you... Right, I think just the Han Solo one was the one that I...
Yeah, that was not good.
That everyone went...
I want to watch it again to... Because then I'll actually see what was on the screen.
Oh, yeah, that would help.
But
it wouldn't make it good.
I don't
no?
remember it being good at all.
It won't make it good.
Is it sad that I'm excited that they're doing whatever TV series and they're going to have Cassian in the TV series? From
I don't care, but I'll watch it.
What's that Cassian?
I don't even know what that Cassian is.
That's Diego Luna's character from the Rogue One movie.
Oh, okay.
Ah, all right.
And I'm like, I want more Diego Luna in Star Wars things. Yes.
So, Damian.
Hi.
Have you seen that Trevor Noah has a new stand-up comedy special?
Yes.
Have you watched this stand-up comedy
Grand
special?
Theft Horse.
Grand Theft Horse.
And I haven't finished playing Red Dead, so I shouldn't say this. Shouldn't make definitive statements at the start of the year. But my favorite game of the year, Frostpunk, put out a mode that is literally an endless mode.
Yeah, so
I played 300 hours of a game that you can only play basically at most 5-6 hours at a time. And now they've put in a mode where there's like, fuck it, keep going. Let's keep running this. And it is the only thing I've done that isn't movie with my mother or Grand Theft Horse.
Mm.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That Red Dead game, though, I mean, it's real good. Like, that game came out a month ago. I'm still not done. I put in easily 250 hours in there. I'm not close to being done. And I still love playing it. Which is scary. I've seen that the Trevor Noah thing is up, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
And of course, sports.
Yep. I mean,
sports. One thing I wanted to mention,
I got
around to seeing Bodied.
I know that name. What is that again?
Which I mentioned to you guys a couple weeks ago. It's the new Joseph Kahn film.
Yeah.
About battle rap.
It's all.
Oh yeah.
And
oh,
I think
that
I made,
one.
Yeah.
I think I made a mistake.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, but we said it.
So is it not what it could have been?
Here lies the thing. I loved this movie for like the first 20 to 30 minutes.
And
right?
Then it's too much.
But I made a mistake because I didn't do my research, and you guys will love this story. Right?
Is this the same guy that did the Japanese art, whichever one?
The Japanese whichever one? What?
Wasn't there a Japanese rap
thing
different that you liked?
Completely different movie.
Okay.
And I want to watch that movie again. I didn't like it, but I want to watch it again. Musicals with subtitles are hard.
Jap rap.
I didn't do my research. So I had known about this movie that it was by Joseph Kahn, which we know is like a commemorative director of the podcast.
Yes.
Right? And it had battle rap and it had become Eminem adjacent, but I thought that was more of like a production credit rather than anything really.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't know was that how this movie came about was it was written by a Canadian.
Ah. Right?
Apparently, this is an individual who had built up a legit battle rap league in Toronto here.
Okay.
So, when I appeared at this movie, I appeared to find him and the entire of his people.
Okay,
at
then.
That movie. And Damian, you and I grew up listening to a lot of rap.
Yes.
Some battle-ish rap, a lot of battle rap.
Yes.
And we know what battle rap sounds like. We've grown to the age where we understand that it's dumb shit.
Yeah. People say the worst shit they can.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just dumb shit.
Yes.
I left that theater not knowing whether they understood that.
Oh, so it was perfect.
So there were times where I was starting a laughter at what I looked at the movie, and the movie said, Andrew, this is a joke.
This is hilarious.
And then everyone around me was pretty much responding as if they were characters in the movie.
Oh my God.
Oh, you where mean, they were like, you mean like they were me like, oh, in that's every a movie sick I burn. Watch?
Oh my God.
Where like, that's such a sick burn, dude. You're killing it. Right? And then by around the 40th minute of that movie, I wanted to leave. Yeah. I didn't want to be around these people anymore. So I'm not completely sure whether that movie is legit good or bad.
You see, Douglas, that is the difference between me, you, and Andrew. Because if we were in that theater, oh boy. So they're basically people who take dancehall seriously. That's basically the type of people that was in this theater.
Yup.
Okay. Like the and people who go to Sting and then go like out on the road and fight people. All right. That sounds perfect, Andrew. You should have embraced the moment and just said loudly, Andrew, you're not using your whiteness to its best. Right? That is when you say loudly just the most tone-deaf, dumb shit you can think of in the most Jamaican voice you can muster. And that would have been perfect. But once again, I wasn't there to guide you through what would have been the most hilarious thing that you should have done. And you failed me.
So yeah, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I made many mistakes as usual.
But you said for 30 minutes you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right. So it might be the right type of dumb, Douglas.
Might be. It looked like It had a chance,
yeah.
You had to narrow the window. Yeah.
But if someone got it done, I mean, I was going to say, like, the FP is also a narrow window, but no. The FP is so broadly ridiculous that the person who doesn't like the FP is a person that has to go through the narrow window. To look at something so widely entertaining and go, no. But what if I don't like it, though? I was going to make a similar joke about War and Everyone, but Andrew is still on the podcast.
That's exactly what
Yes, and in the next 300 episode, I'm going to try and be nicer to Andrew. Because I'm running out of friends. Sorry, let me rephrase. I'm not looking at any more friends. This is it. This is a wrap. I've made it up.
Capped out your friend limit.
Yeah, I have space for two more. I keep telling everybody. People looking at me weird. So
Does the potential future wife count as one of those?
Yes, she's definitely. Right, so my wife has to be one. And then she gets to bring one friend. One of her friends that I will accept as a friend person. That is it. That is the last two. No new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, you and Douglas both have the chance to have, like, cool wives that I will supplant my wife's friend for. But let's be serious. None of you are going to introduce me to your wives. They'll be like, who's Damon? And you'll both go, no, it's all
right. it'll be at the wedding. And then you'll present yourself. And I'll be like, I don't know who this gentleman is. Who let you in, sir? What are you doing?
Please
here?
Remove this black man
security.
From the
proceedings. So yeah, I don't have anything really to talk about otherwise. I mean, I could talk about widows, but I don't want to.
Yeah. I could talk about Get Shorty, but...
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's not. You could talk about Fresh Off the Boat.
Oh.
One day, the two of we need to sit down and talk about Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah, we need to do that.
It was long about last April he stepped into this saloon. But he never really took to anyone. Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
Surly Joe. Oh, wherever he's gambling now, I don't know. He was slick, but I was slicker. He drew quick, but I was quicker. And the table stopped his ticker. Surly Joe.
Yeah!
Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
Won't be missed by anyone but Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
Humankind you frowned upon, but not now his face is gone. Guess your frowning days are done, oh Surly Joe.
Yeah!
Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
Surly
Joe. Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
He was mean in days of yore. Now they're mopping up the floor.
Joe.
One more sight to see than sorrow, Surly Joe.
Yeah!
Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
Surly Joe.
We've lost him.
His face has got to, we don't know.
We don't know.
He was never any fun. Now his grumpy race is run. Kiss or bone, the kingdom come. Oh, Surly Joe.
Yeah!